The Department of Veterans Affairs says the suicide rate among U.S. veterans has surged 35% since 2001. We will take a look at the effort to turn this around on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Robin Sussingham speaks with Linda Pugsley, a Vietnam veteran flight nurse and chaplain at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, and Carla Stumpf Patton with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors.
At TAPS, you know, our primary mission is giving the emotional support to families of the fallen. And we do that based on a peer-based support network as, you know, survivors, helping survivors. And part of that is, now what is your story? You know, is it going to be simply defined by the death, or is there more to it? You know, just like the service member's life is not defined by their death. It's defined by, there's so much more to that person. So their service and their life and who they were as a person, they existed and they didn't just disappear because they died. So much like the survivors who are grieving and trying to now define, you know, what does their story and their life hold for them? So oftentimes there's a rebuild of that. But there's also power in putting words to that and saying, you know, my story doesn't end here. There can be, and there is, more to it. And if I'm not the voice and the one to tell it, who will be? So, you know, whether it's the veteran or the service member who might be struggling, or if it's a family member who has been impacted and now who is grieving the loss, you know, we all have a story, and there's tremendous power in those words.
Linda.
In terms of writing your story, it is so important. I know that coming back from Vietnam, I didn't realize I was struggling, but I was starting to get deeply into alcohol and anger. I mean, anger issues were tremendous, and they're still tremendous triggers today when I see things go on in the news about how so many died and they didn't do it right and, you know, they don't have enough troops. I mean, just, it goes on and on. But in terms of writing your story, I ended up in about 4 different research groups over the past number of years who were looking into the effects of combat areas on women, because they didn't have a whole lot of information on it.
You were in combat areas.
Right. I was in Vietnam at Da Nang, Thanh Sanut, and Cam Ranh Bay. And I found it quite amazing. I thought I was fine, but I had buried a lot. And it wasn't until they did a technique called, you know, write down what was the best of times, what was the worst of times, what do you think, what was going on. I was allowed to get that out. Now, over that process, I say I was really saved from really going into anything deeper, depression or alcohol or anything, because there was one psychiatrist who I had an exit interview with, and in going over some things, I was crying again. And I said to her, I thought I was fixed. Why am I still crying? And she gave me the very best line ever, and it's really helped me, and I've given it to many others. And she just said, you're crying because you are fixed. You're feeling this. The ones who are dead cold are the ones I can't reach. They're the ones that are dying under the overpass with drugs and alcohol. And it just, like, it changed my whole life. For the first time in my life, I felt it was okay to cry. It was okay to mourn. I didn't have to stuff it. Now, it may have been the combination of Vietnam, you know, coming back, and they didn't want to hear anything, so you stuffed everything down there. But it was so powerful, especially to tell a military member, it's okay to cry. But owning your story is very important. It isn't just all the bad things that happen. There's a lot of good things.
You'll hear more of this conversation and a closer look at veteran suicide on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.